We'll begin our meeting this morning, which is 10:34 a.m. We'll begin our meeting this morning with the invocation led by Commissioner Arnold, followed by the pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner Wheeler.
Please join in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day and for the opportunity to serve you and mankind. Lord, help us stay strong during these trying times. Keep us focused and thankful of all the positive things that you have provided to us. Dear Lord, we ask that you give this government body the wisdom to make the right decisions that will benefit the majority of our residents. These things we ask in your precious name. Amen.
Please recite the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our agenda today with items under purchasing. Item A is receive file bid for a term contract for hydrated lime for Jefferson County. Item B is consider approved specifications for a term contract for liquid soil stabilizer for Jefferson County. Item C is consider approved award execute receive file acceptance of all term contract for hydrated lime for Jefferson County with L Voice North America as shown on attachment A. Item D is to execute receive file lease agreements for legal properties acquired as a result of buyouts with Christie Cornwell, Michael Clark, Shana Harper, James Hickman, and Brandon Kelly. Item E is to consider and approve due date extension telecommunications and information technology performance management program for Jefferson County from 11 a.m. Central Standard Time Tuesday, October 15, 2019 to 11 a.m. Central Time Wednesday, October 16, 2019. Item F is to consider and approve execute receive file change order number 2 for Ford Building Concession Stand with NNC Construction for an increase of 42 working days due to this project start date being delayed because of the necessity for receiving the confirmation from the City of Beaumont that the building permit not required for the project brings the number of working days of this project from 180 to 222 and does not impact the cost of the project. Item G is consider and approve execute receive file and alarm services agreement with Burnell Computers and Security in Jefferson County for security and fire alarm monitoring at the Midday Rogers Regional Visitor Center in the amount of $719.76 per year for a 3-year period. Item H is to consider approve and execute an agreement with Sirius Computer Solutions Inc. for a PA-2000 IPM cabinet printer with Ethernet for the MIS department at a cost of $12,799.44. Item I is to consider and approve donation of salvage properties authorized by local government code section 263.152A4 by donating it to a charitable organization, in this case, Goodwill Industries. Do I have a motion on that under purchasing?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Wheeler. Any discussion?
I have a question. What type of printer is this? Do we have, you can give us something on that?
Yeah, I will.
It's a high-speed line printer. And it's to replace an existing one that we have, but they don't, it's no longer supported by IBM. So we need the high-speed capacity for all the big reports we print.
Okay.
And prints the checks as well.
Gotcha.
And we budgeted that? Or are we doing a budget transfer?
I thought that got the money in.
Yes, and we have it.
Coming out of cap?
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, any other discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? You have to have it unanimously. To note about the court that the Texas Division of Emergency Management just increased to a level 3, which is increased readiness and because of the system that's off the Gulf and been dumping water on us. We were last night talking to Roger Erickson at the National Weather Service. We were anticipating 1 to 3 inches of rain, and that's now up to 6 to 10 inches of rain, but thankfully it's over a period of 2 to 3 days. Had conversations this morning with the Drainage District 7. They've got everything ready and they're in response mode. So hopefully it'll be on the lighter side and spread out. All right, next under County Airport, item A is consider approve fiscal year 2020 TxDOT routine airport maintenance grant for Jack Brooks Regional Airport, used for maintenance improvement of airport pavement, signage, drainage, fencing, herbicide, hangars, and terminal building. And this grant is a 50% match up to $50,000. Do I have a motion on that? Moved by Commissioner Weaver.
Yes.
Second by Commissioner Sendall. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, item A is consider approved place to transfer district clerk additional cost of travel in the amount of $780. Item B is budget transfer to district clerk for replacement of computer, $1,075. Item C is consider and approve from the budget amendment for health and welfare 1 and 2 for additional cost for burial in the amount of $24,000. Item D is consider approved budget amendment for indigent health for additional pharmaceutical costs in the amount of $30,100. Item E is consider approved budget transfer for engineering for additional cost for vehicle repairs in the amount of $500. And item F is consider approved budget amendment for purchasing for additional cost for advertising in the amount of $5,000. Item G is consider approved third amendment to the management agreement for the entertainment complex of Jefferson County with Global Spectrum LP DBA Spectrum Venue Management, which revises the audit requirements. Item H is consider approved electronic disbursement for $642.82 to the Texas Department of Criminal Justice for September insurance reimbursement. Item I is consider approved sheriff and constable fees to be effective January 1st, 2020. And item J, the regular county bill, check number 463337 through 463600. Do I have a motion on both items under auditor?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Sendall.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? And Jamie, I assume that the increased cost for advertising was for advertising for bids?
Advertising for bids and for the different ads that we do across the
thank you.
For budget and taxes.
Okay, taxes is the stuff that state is requiring us to do?
Yes.
Okay.
But yeah. Another the burials, so we'll get that discussion with the morticians or the morgues here.
The indigent
health. Yeah, indigent health. Is this?
I think Commissioner Allen spoke to
him. I spoke to him and to give you a brief update on burials in the Beaumont unit. There were 76 burials in the cremation. There was 14 for a total of 90 in the Port Arthur unit. There were 28 burials cremation. There were 19 for a total of 47. A total amount in Beaumont was $199,964. In the Port Arthur was $92,096.
Thank you.
Okay.
Any other discussion?
Thank you.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Commissioners, we're going to go out of order and take item E first, which is to hold a public hearing for property tax increase in 2019-2020 budget year. The proposed tax rate is 0.364977, which is the same as what we had last, in the last several years, which is 0.010844 above the effective tax rate. Do I have a motion on that?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner
Second. Allen.
Seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And so now we're opening up a public hearing related to the upcoming fiscal year tax rate of 0.364977. And the podium is open for anybody who wishes to address that tax rate. Hearing none, this public hearing is closed. We'll go back to our agenda under County Commissioners. Item A is consider possibly approve and authorize County Judge to execute an interlocal contract with the Southeast Texas Auto Theft Task Force. Item B is consider possible approval and authorize county judge to execute an affiliation agreement between Lamar Institute of Technology and Jefferson County Public Health Department Pharmacy Student. Item C will be tabled until next week, or until such time as the sheriff and district attorney tell us that it needs to be on the agenda. Item D is consider possible approval resolution nominating new director of the board of directors of Jefferson County Central Appraisal District. It's provided by section 6.03I of the property tax code. And item F is to consider approved RV rates at the Walter Arnold State Park to be effective October 1st, 2019, which are covered. And item G is to consider possible approval.
Separate, one of them. You should have an attachment.
Okay, one of them for 10, yeah. Okay, and item G is consider possible approval charges for persons wishing to camp in the RV area of Walter Arnold State Park effective October 1st, 2019, pursuant to section 320 Texas Local Government Code. Rates shall be.
How much?
$10. $10 a day, Patrick, but run it and give a weekly rate on that. I just leave.
Let me see.
I got that, but the 10 is not on the 10.
I would probably do, I think, when they're limited 2 weeks on the 10s.
I took a suggestion on that because I didn't, it was a new item.
Yeah, I think all we had was just the $10.
$10 a day.
Do you have the rates?
There should be a separate attachment on the other rate.
Yeah, we have. Really a $10 increase per camper.
Well, next week, going forward, when we meet, can we do this item next week?
Yeah.
Because it doesn't become effective until October 1st.
We can hold it.
On the 10s, because I think.
G for the 10s, so that we can get her to give us weekly and monthly.
Although
I can't imagine anybody staying a month in the 10.
So are we holding F, or is that, okay.
No, F we can go.
F we can go.
G we can hold.
G we'll hold. All right, on A, G, D, and F. Do I have a motion on that?
So move.
Second, sir.
Moved and seconded, any discussion?
Judge, if you could, just kind of briefly on D, the process.
Well, it says to consider a resolution nominated new director, actually just renominating, and we've had a practice for many, many years where a tax assessor collector gets the county votes. Because they group, they give you the number of votes based on taxes you're collecting. So the school districts and the cities have more votes than we have, but we can assure at least the county has some representation on the board by the amount of aggregation of our votes for one candidate.
Okay.
All right, any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes, have it, and that completes our regular agenda. Is there anything in members' court which brings to the attention of the public or our audience without our taking action?
Yes, Judge, I want to bring to the attention of the public, and that is this Saturday we will have our annual health fair. It's at Cathedral of Faith Baptist Church. It's free to the public. It's from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. We appreciate you coming down. We have a new amenity to it this year. Dr. Jackson will be doing a special on stroke prevention. So come on down, enjoy yourself. You can't beat it because it's free.
Also, I'd like to mention that this evening, I believe it's either 5 or 5:30 or 7, the TxDOT is doing a public hearing at the Beaumont Civic Center relating to the Interstate 1069 changes. I've been to several meetings out at TxDOT headquarters where the dining layout is going to change Interstate 10 pretty dramatically. It's entrances and exits and service roads. And so the public needs to go out and attend that and have any input they want to have into the designs. I know that there will be many businesses along the route that will be there because the exits change access, although the general overall design was, it's going to be problematic because of construction for a couple of years, but the overall design is going to make traffic flow much, work much better within the city of Longmont and the county, and provide safer roadways, and, because now they are so much better designing roads in a manner that reduces, conflict between traffic that can cause wrecks. I was amused while my last meeting at TxDOT, because they had this new and innovative way of doing the project more quickly and, less expensively, and it's called design build, and I had to chuckle to myself, because a couple of years ago, the last legislative session, before last, they took away the county, the state took away the county's ability to do design build projects, but they found it to be something that's great for the state, so, I hope that they'll revisit that issue during the next legislative session. Anything else, Commissioner? If not, then we are adjourned. Thank you for being here today.